Athletics isn't all about competition and performance on the field. It's also about facilities. GLT's Brian Bloodworth discusses the needs of the future and the athletics department strategic plan with ISU Athletic Director Larry Lyons. Lyons says football coach Brock Speck and others have been lobbying for an indoor practice facility for a long time.
We started a second phase of long-term planning for all of our athletic facilities about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. The plan we had on the books was Redbird Renaissance, and it was about 10 years old. The primary facility that needs that we have revolve around an indoor practice space. Horton Fieldhouse is a wonderful old barn and has served athletics and the campus very well. What most people probably don't realize is in the mornings, Horton Fieldhouse is an academic facility. In the afternoons, typically becomes a practice facility for Illinois State Athletics. And in the evenings, it is a primary recreation facility for campus recreation. We can't use it for all the practices we need to use it for. It's the wrong surface. It's a great track surface, but it's not a good multi-purpose indoor practice facility.
Well, it's got to be 20 years old.
The surface is about 20 years old, and we're going to address that surface here in the next few months. But it doesn't fit the needs, and we don't have the time blocks that we need to have all of our teams practice for about 6 months out of the year. We looked at the functionality of Horton and said we need to address that. That led us to an indoor multi-purpose practice facility, which about half the schools in the Missouri Valley Football Conference have either a domed facility or a self-standing practice facility. And it doesn't need to be grandiose building. It needs to be a practice facility. If we could find the funds to have a 300-meter track, which would certainly help our track programs, 8 lanes on the sprint side, but a 300-meter track almost fits perfectly with 100 yards worth of artificial surface. What that does is gives you 100 yards of artificial surface that's more appropriate for a football training, but also soccer, baseball, softball, conditioning for all of our other sports. And then with the right netting systems, you could have multiple teams practicing at the same time, which is very tough to do in Horton. Horton is a 200-meter track surface, and it's all track surface.
Now, are you talking on the same site as Horton Fieldhouse?
No.
Would you have to expand it? Or
we tried to see how could we make Horton Fieldhouse be that facility. Because of the uniqueness of the structure, where Horton Fieldhouse and Hancock Stadium are essentially one building, and there's no room to widen the building. I mean, we looked at taking out the east stands, the second set of stands there inside of Horton, but there's offices up there. There's some unique challenges to doing that. We looked at, can we lengthen the building, go north and south? That's probably not a building of that age, something that's the right thing to do. We can make Horton, and it will continue to be, a very useful, functional building for this campus by changing out the running surface and then upgrading the glass block walls and lights and paint and things like that. And Horton Fieldhouse isn't going anywhere. We need to move north onto the grass football practice field and build a self-standing building there.
And to do that, you obviously have to have the funding. And right. We're... Are you in the process of that?
Or we're in. It's part of our capital campaign the university is under right now. The easiest way for me to explain it is it's not our turn on campus to utilize much university resources. Our turn was Hancock Stadium, the way we've financed that building. But right now there's a major project going on in Bowen Student Center, and there's other priorities on campus. We understand that, so we're going to have to probably do the vast majority of this privately. And that's not an easy thing. But we're trying to get that done. We need to find that champion, that anchor, that lead gift, that will give us the momentum to really push forward.
What's a price tag on a facility that you're looking at?
It's a scalable type building. Depending on length and width is the issue. Depending on how much public amenities you put into it, if it's purely a practice facility, not a competition facility, that changes the footprint. you know, for the sake of argument, if we had a $25 million building, we would be in really, really good shape and from a practice facility perspective, but also track competitions and other things because there'd be a lot of public amenities there. Odds are we could probably have some locker rooms added to that facility, that sort of thing. If you scale all that back, obviously the price tag goes down. If it's just purely for practice, you don't need all the amenities that you normally would need if you were having the public in the building.
You're listening to Sound Ideas, and I'm Brian Bloodworth. We're talking with Illinois State Athletics Director Larry Lyons about the plans for different facilities around the ISU athletic campus. Larry, while a practice facility is number one on your wish list, there are other things you'd like to get accomplished as well.
Let's break that into two things. Let's talk about some things that we've been able to finish in the last year or so, some things that are going to happen in the next year, and then we'll talk about some more of the wish list things. We've been very fortunate with some private gifts that we've expanded the practice facility, the Monier Golf Training Center. We added a green bunker complex on the north end of that complex last summer and fall. That'll be fully operational when this spring. We did a refresh to the Owen Strength and Conditioning Room downstairs in Redbird Arena. New flooring, new graphics. We upgraded the nutrition bar. We upgraded the equipment, changed the layout of the room so our student athletes are more efficient in their strength and conditioning. We did a really nice refresh to the Horton Pool Complex. We added a liner to the pool itself so that, and that built, that's that pool's, I don't know how old, 40, 50 years old. We were having some leakage in the bowl of the pool, so we added a liner to the pool, added new bleachers, new paint, new graphics, a real nice refresh of that facility. Last spring, right before the softball season started, we opened up new dugouts for softball, and that was something we're going to have to do in a year or two anyway because the NCAA has mandated softball has become a power game. It's not the slap bunt game that it used to be. And dugouts are right in the line of fire on most softball fields because it's just smaller surface, smaller space. So we upgraded the dugouts, dropped them to make them real dugouts. Obviously some security fencing across the front, put restrooms in there for both teams in their dugouts, pushed them away from the field a little bit so our sight lines are a little bit better. So we were able to accomplish that. Things that are happening in the next year or so, we're going to replace the actual playing surface in Hancock Stadium.
Similar surface?
Similar surface. We have a Field Turf brand field now. It'll be very similar to that. And the graphics will change. Colors might change. We haven't quite got to that point yet, but that's on track. Women's basketball locker room is going to get a facelift. We've done men's basketball. We've done volleyball. In Redbird Arena, that's going to happen over the course of the summer. The Redbird Arena training room is going to get a little bit of a facelift. We're going to knock out a wall and consolidate some space that's not that's next to women's basketball that we can put cold tubs in for some rehabilitation and some actual training type things. But then looking forward, we need to finish softball. Now that we've got the dugouts in, we need to come in, upgrade the press box, upgrade the seating. That facility's 20-plus years old, and upgrade that facility to the playing surface is wonderful. Now we have the dugouts. It's a great park. We're going to have to find somebody to help us with that. Study center, which we have done so tremendously well academically. We've had to compete across Main Street academically, and our student-athletes are really competing in the classroom. We tied our GPA record of 3.23. We've done it four straight semesters. Our student-athletes are utilizing those services to a level that the space we have now is not big enough. We're going to need to expand that space, either find space that we can grow into or build new space. All of our Olympic sport locker rooms that are existing in Horton right now, we're refreshing in the arena. We need to refresh those locker spaces. That's as much as it's a nice place for the kids, but it's also a recruiting thing too. So we need to do that. We have more work out at the golf course. There's bunker projects. There's a refreshing of the golf course. That the last time it had a major workover was when DA was back in the early 2000s. It's time to come in and tee boxes and different things out at the golf course that we need to do, fix some drainage issues, those kinds of things.
One other item in the athletic strategic plan includes a building at the tennis courts to provide restrooms and storage. Lyons spoke with GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth. You're listening to Sound Ideas.